A series of rockets fired from Syria has landed in Lebanon, leaving casualties. We know that several people were wounded after a dozen rockets at the eastern Hermel region in the Berre governorate. The rockets were fired by insurgents who are fighting the Syrian government. Also in Berre governorate, one person was killed in a rocket attack in Arsal region. We still don't know, however, who fired the rocket. Attacks by foreign-backed insurgents on Lebanon have increased in recent weeks. This comes after the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah announced it's fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria. Mr. Hisham Jaber is with the Center for Middle East Studies and he's with me now live from Beirut to give us his comments. Welcome to the Top 5, Mr. Jaber. Of course, this is the first time that rockets have been landing inside of Lebanon and causing casualties. But if we consider the foreign-backed forces in Syria responsible for them, what is the intention of these rocket attacks?
Those rockets came as a reaction to the collapse of the city of Qusair. If you remember that General Idris, the commander of so-called the Free Syrian Army, did make an ultimatum to Lebanon to let Hezbollah withdraw from Syria, and he's trying now to execute his ultimatum with the means he has. Everybody knows that those insurgents left Al-Qusair, did withdraw from Al-Qusair, and they, hundred of them, they came to Arsal. Arsal is a small town north of borders in the Bekaa. And those rockets, they came, there is no doubt, maybe from the Syrian land, but very close to Arsal, because Arsal became, in some respect, a buffer zone when they felt for the insurgent, when they felt to create a buffer zone inside Syria. They found refuge in Arsal, and unfortunately, the Lebanese government doesn't have any power to go inside Arsal and to clean it up. You remember the army, Lebanese army, which was trying always to do its duty, was under attack twice in that city. And, you know, regarding the divergence in Lebanon, political divergence toward the Syrian crisis, I think that it will be difficult to make any military operation to the army to clean it up and to push those insurgents. If you remember 2 days ago, 3 days ago, the Syrian Air Force did shell those insurgents on the borders, and many Lebanese did protest, you know, who are against the Syrian regime, did protest that how Syria Air Force shell that area. And now we see the result. I think it will finish this kind of rockets very soon, when the Syrian army will clean up the suburb of Al-Qusair. And now there is a fighting. As you know, Al-Qusair was a very important base for those insurgents to attack, also to attack Damascus. Now, I think in a few days, they will clean up that area. And I doubt that we may find this kind of rockets attack, unless they will launch them from the city of Arsal. I think at that time, Lebanese government is responsible to solve that problem. Otherwise, we have to ask the Syrian army to do also to shell the eastern suburb of Arsal, where those insurgents may stay there and will be supported by the city of Arsal.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Hisham Jaber with the Center for Middle East Studies with us there from Beirut with his comments.